It's an honor and a privilege to assist our brother this evening. I know that he has a great desire to serve the Lord. And I know it is the Lord that has called him into this service. And I know that he has prepared a message for us this evening. And I'd ask for your careful and your prayerful attention for our brother Andrew Brown.
Thank you, Duane. I would indeed ask for your prayers this time. I'd like to start tonight in the book of Matthew. The 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, starting in the 28th verse. And it says, starting in verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." These things have kind of been impressed upon my mind ever since reunion time, when our brothers D.A. and Daniel stood before us and sang a song, and it was taken from the scripture. Ever since then, I've been thinking of the song and its words, and really felt like maybe that's what I was supposed to bring before you this evening. I'm going to kind of try to split this verse or these verses up into different sections and kind of examine each one, and hopefully you'll be able to get something out of it. I know that through my studying, I did get things out of it and things that I hadn't thought of before. we're going to start with the first little phrase. It says, "Come unto me." Would you please turn with me to the 16th chapter of Matthew? The 16th chapter of Matthew, beginning in the reading the 24th verse, and it says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." As I thought about this, I kind of thought about what this means, and denying yourself and denying the natural man and taking up your cross and following him. Have to deny ourselves and follow Christ. My next scripture will be Matthew 19, in Matthew 19, if you'd please turn there. And this is the scripture that is talking about the little children and how you have to be like the little children. We'll just read in the 14th verse. And it says, "But Jesus said, Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." So I thought about that. I thought how children are, their innocence, they're completely dependent on their parents. Malia is completely dependent on Liza and Bob for her protection, for her guidance, for her food, for her sustainment. I kind of thought maybe we could draw a parallel to that in our lives, in that we have to be completely dependent on Christ and completely looking to him. Kind of brings us to the next little phrase here in Matthew 11. And you may want to keep your finger there because I'm going to be turning back to there most of the time. And the next phrase is, "All ye that labor and are heavy laden." And I will give you rest. Christ knows that as we travel this road of life, that we will be burdened, and that it gets harder as we go. Kind of heard our brother talk about that several times. A couple of my scriptures, he either stopped right before them or right after them, and thought maybe he was going to preach my sermon anyway. But we can come unto him and he will give us rest. Let's go to the next part, and it says, Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. When we take our yoke upon him, we are maybe the one of the first steps is going into the waters of baptism and making that covenant with him. This reminds me kind of a time as I was preparing this when I was in Africa, and we were driving to church one morning and kind of pulled to the side of the road, and there was a yoke of oxen pulling a sugarcane press. And I looked at this and thought, so that's what it must have been talking about in the Bible. I mean, we see these things and we read these things and sometimes it doesn't really sink in, but that kind of made it sink into my mind that they were both pulling in the same direction of a common burden. And also that I've heard it said before that one oxen usually is kind of the lead oxen. Even though they're going in the same direction and pulling the same burden, the lead oxen kind of has control of where they're going. I thought we could draw a parallel to that in Christ, how we need to be yoked to Christ, but he still needs to have control and going in that direction. Excuse me. We are agreeing to go in the same direction. We're bending our will to his, doing what he wants us to do. Also, one of the first steps is repentance. Please turn with me to 3 Nephi, in the 5th chapter. Third Nephi, chapter 5, verse 40 and 41. And it says, "And again I say unto you, you must repent and be baptized in my name, and become as a little child, or you can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that this is my doctrine, and whosoever buildeth upon this, buildeth upon my rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against them." This is one of the first steps in taking that yoke upon us. By yoking ourselves to Christ, we are also yoking ourselves to the body of Christ, to this body, to one another. That way we can share the burden. Let's see. We must be willing to bear one another's burdens. Please turn with me to Ecclesiastes, chapter 4. Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, 9th through the 12th verse. It says, in the 9th verse, it says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward in their labors. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone, when he falleth, for he hath no another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevaileth against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." And I just thought that kind of applied, that if we stand together and we are yoked together in this fight, that we are a lot less easily broken, and that we can stand firmer. Let's see here. Let's turn to Mosiah, chapter 9. Mosiah, chapter 9, the 38th verse. It says, "And it came to pass that he said unto me, Behold, there are the waters of Mormon. For thus were they called. And now, as ye are desirous to come unto the fold of God, and to be called his people, and are willing to bear one another's burdens that they may be lighter. We see that in this verse, that when we share one another's burdens, that they are eased and become lighter. Let's go to this next section in Matthew. Talk about it. Matthew 11. It says, "For I am meek and lowly in heart." In the Webster's Dictionary, it defines meek as one of gentle and long-suffering disposition. It also defines lowly as humble in spirit. We see that the Savior is gentle and long-suffering towards us, and that we must also follow his example. So that's where I want to go. We must also follow his example. I find this sentiment expressed in one of our favorite hymns. It's "Come Learn of the Meek and Lowly." It's page 126. I'm just going to read this because it kind of says what I want to say, I guess. It says, I think I got this wrong. It's page 306. It says, "Come learn of the meek and lowly, come sit at the master's feet. No place in the world so holy, no place in the world so sweet. His lessons are plain and simple, a balm to the wounded breast. He marketh our burdens lighter and giveth his children rest. Oh, if we were more like Jesus and more from the world apart, communing with him in spirit and nearer to him in heart, we should not complain so sadly when troubles and cares we meet, but carry at once our sorrows and lay them at Jesus' feet. He wept over the holy city. He wept over the loved one dead. He knoweth our every trial and seeth the tears we shed. Oh, live that our souls may enter his kingdom with joy complete, and there thought through eternal ages we sit at the master's feet. Come learn of the meek and lowly. Come sit at the master's feet. No place in the world so holy. No place in the world so sweet." That song kind of expresses what I was thinking about that scripture when it says, "I'm meek and lowly in heart." How we need to come sit at the master's feet and follow his example and also be meek and lowly in heart. This kind of brings us to our next session, I guess. "And ye shall find rest unto your souls." Jesus is offering rest from the trials of life. He also offers his peace. Please turn with me to the book of John, chapter 14. John chapter 14. starting in verse 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He also gives us this peace. This peace is different than anything that the world can give or anybody else can give us. He also tells us not to be troubled or afraid. If we come unto him, we will find rest. This next section is, verse 30. It says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We must remember that we are yoked to Christ. And that by being yoked to Christ, he is helping us bear our burden. Some of you might be interested in why I have a suitcase up here. And I asked Dwayne if he would help me demonstrate this, perhaps. ask him to come over here and pick that up and carry it down the steps. Okay. Now, let's see if we can pick it up. We don't have to carry it down the steps, but it's much easier. Isn't it easier this way?
Much easier.
Okay. That's Jesus can help us carry our burden. We don't have to do it all by ourselves. Let's see. Always scares me looking at that clock. I don't know why. Because I'm like almost done with my sermon and it took me like 6 hours to do this. I don't know why that is. It's a lot easier when there's more people carrying the burden, except by ourselves. We need to let Christ help us carry the burden and each other help us carry the burdens of our life. But for him to help us, we must be yoked to him. He can't help us unless we make a commitment unto him. Thank you. Won't need it too much more longer. I'm almost done. I've been getting over a sickness, I guess. I just haven't quite whooped it yet. All right. Christ is helping us bear our burden as we travel down the road. It was interesting listening to Dwayne's sermon. I enjoyed it greatly about traveling on roadways and highways, and I appreciated that. And let's see. Let's turn to chapter 17 of the book of Alma. That went a lot faster than I thought it was going to. Trust me. Okay. It would help if I went to the book of Alma. All right. 17th chapter of the book of Alma, 66th verse. Starting in verse 66, it says, "Preach unto them repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to humble themselves and to be meek and lowly in heart. Teach them to withstand every temptation of the devil with their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them never to be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly in heart, for such shall find rest unto their souls." I guess the point of my sermon tonight would be coming unto Christ and also laying our burdens at his feet. Also relying on him and our brothers and sisters to help us. Let's see. I guess at the end of this scripture, verse 67, you could easily add verse 30 of Matthew. It says, I'll read verse 67 again. "Teach them to never be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly in heart, for such shall find rest into their souls." And in verse 30 of the 11th chapter of Matthew, it says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's the point of my sermon. It's about all I have here. I hope that it's useful unto you in some way and that you can glean something from it and perhaps apply it to your lives. Let's see. Thank you for your attention, I guess. And I guess that's all I have to say. That's it.